Many years ago, while in college, I was enrolled in a business class. Now, I don't remember the name of the business class, but I certainly remember something I learned from that class. The professor for this business class was an older gentleman. Prior to becoming a college professor, he had been a successful businessman for several decades before retiring. In his very first lecture, the professor stood before the class and asked a basic question of the class. He asked the class this question: what is the purpose of a business? Now, there were several typical answers given by students, which included: be successful, make a profit, make money, pay dividends to the stockholders. Now, after hearing numerous answers, the professor paused and said, "No." The professor then went on to say something that I'll never forget. He said the purpose of any business should be provide a quality service and the rest will take care of itself. The professor went on to stress that no matter what business you're talking about, if that business would loyally serve their customers, that business would ultimately be successful. I have often thought that this was good, sound advice. Now, brethren, on more than one occasion, Jesus emphasized to his disciples the need to serve others. One example of his teaching on service is contained in Luke 22. It says there in verse 24, "A dispute arose among the disciples, to which one of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they exercise authority over them. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. I am among you as one who serves.'" You know, it amazes me that the disciples would actually argue amongst themselves about who was the greatest. Keep in mind that the disciples had been with Jesus for at least 3 years. The disciples had observed Jesus serve many people in various ways. He served them by listening to them, by healing them, by comforting them, by giving them hope, by teaching them the way to eternal life. Now, probably the greatest example of service of Jesus was at the Last Supper. At the Last Supper, when Jesus, the Son of God, took the lowly role of a servant and washed the disciples' feet. Remember also the words of Jesus in Matthew 20, verse 28, when he said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." When Jesus walked on the earth, he was a wonderful example of service. Brethren, let us remember that as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, one of our goals should be to serve others. Doing this will enable us to have a more successful life. Amen.